Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a great good morning, overlooking the beautiful palm trees and Diamond Head in the distance. It's going to be a gorgeous day today. Partly sunny skies, isolated showers over the Windward and Mauka areas. High today, maybe 91 degrees. Fortunately, the winds are out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts at times, hopefully cooling us off just a bit. We've got Bob Bubka, voice of golf and co-host of the Grill Room Radio Show, the Grill Room Golf Radio Show coming up right after this. We've got to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990 to 95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And I'm proud to tell you, we've got a new sponsor, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a 23-story, 45-story, doesn't matter how tall it is, a building, a shopping center, a small store, a big store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. And they do it. It's Creative Plumbing. And now our first guest this morning, Bob Bubka. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. It's what an interesting leaderboard at Greenbrier with 89 players going into the weekend. That's a huge field, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Of course, a lot of the bigger names have taken that off. They're waiting to get ready for the Open Championship coming up in 2 weeks. But I have some good friends that live in Hawaii, and they need some plumbing done to their establishment. Do you know the name of a good plumber that I can get a hold of?
I think right here, Creative Plumbing.
Let me write that down. Uncreative Bob is writing down Creative Plumbing.
I love you, Bob. Oh, that's great. So 89 players in the Greenbrier Classic, and one of them is Tom Watson, 64 years old. He made the cut. What is this, 515th cut made on the tour?
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely incredible. It's a good golf course for him. He knows it very well. He said he was playing well coming in. The hard part, of course, now for Tom is two more rounds. He's used to the Champions Tour where they only play 54 holes. There's a big fatigue factor when you have to go Saturday and Sunday. But we got to also root for, I know, being the mom of a serviceman yourself, Billy Hurley. What an inspirational story that would be. Graduated from the Naval Academy, served our country in the Navy 4 years before even attempting to make a comeback in the world of professional golf, and is playing better of late. And this could be a big weekend for him. And on Independence Day, I just think it would be a very classic winner if Billy Hurley comes through.
Absolutely. He was a great amateur. And then he decided to, I think he ranked sixth at one point, played on the Walker Cup. Then he decided to go to the Naval Academy, graduated, served in active duty in Iraq. Was that a career low, 63, he shot on Thursday?
Yeah, it was. Good point there. I mean, it's funny. The more you're around these guys, you find out that certain days, things go your way. And the one element that really is not talked about a lot, you can play one round and hit the ball basically the same as you do another round, except the difference being, Danielle, the yardage that they have into a hole. For argument's sake, if somebody out there hits an 8-iron 150 yards, mm-hmm. and they play one day and they got a 145-yard shot, so they don't know whether they got to take a little off that 8-iron or it's a 155-yard shot. Oh. They don't know if they got to add a little to that 8-iron. They have days where it comes up 150, and automatically they're very comfortable because they know that's the club that works for them from that distance. So, you know, you have days. And then, of course, the obvious one is if you go from lip-outs to lip-ins, you're going to have a good day. If you hole one out from a bunker, it adds up to a good day. If you miss a green, you get it up and down on a consistent basis. There's so many factors that probably contribute to shooting a 63 that you never even realize.
You know, and that's it. It's the good bounces. You know, some days the ball just bounces in the right spot, and some days it doesn't.
No, you're right. I mean, a lot of shots can be going heading out of bounds, and then all of a sudden hit something and deflect back into bounds. And other days, you know, you think for sure it's going to stay in bounds, and you get a bad bounce, and it goes out of bounds. So there's, you know, I think that's part of the charm of the sport of golf. It's not all scientific. You know, Mother Nature comes into play, and the elements come into play, and your good fortune comes into play.
Yeah, I watched my ball yesterday going off the top of this beautiful bluff, trying to go down. It's about it's a par four, and it's not that far, but the distance over the water, you know, from the bluff to the green. The green is below, but it's and then as I hit my ball, I watched the wind just grab it and go, woo, sailing to the left.
and there was a big smile by the pro in the pro shop because, wow, I'm going to sell Danielle another golf ball.
Exactly. Billy Hurley, the thing about Billy that's interesting is, you know, he when he went to the Naval Academy, he studied, I think it was quantitative economics, and he's taught economics. So this guy is... You know, you were talking about distances, and he's a numbers man.
Yeah, wow.
I wouldn't throw him off. Amazing.
No, you're right. I mean, he's so highly educated, but the fact that he took time to serve our country, and you know, when it's you know, 4th of July weekend, you have a tendency to think about those things a little bit more than we do other weekends, even though we should honor and respect anybody that served in the military. You know, every day that you're alive, because you can only speculate what quality of life you would have without them fighting. I'm sure I'm not going to be fortunate enough to be on a golf show in Hawaii on a Saturday, you know, if things were different.
Exactly. We're talking with Bob Bupka, voice of golf, co-host of the Grill Room radio show. It's on TuneIn Radio. You can find them anytime you have time on TuneIn. It's the new show on Mondays. It's perfect because they wrap up all the weekend action. The Grill Room radio show, the Grill Room Golf radio show on TuneIn Radio anytime.
And you got, you have obviously a big announcement. It's great that Creative Plumbing realizes how many people in Hawaii enjoy the work you do. We're going to have a major announcement. I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but I'll go ahead and say it because my executive producer is not in the room right now, so maybe she can't hear me. And, you know, this is strictly between you and
yes,
I.
Yes, of course.
I don't want anybody else to know this, Danielle.
Okay,
but,
okay.
It looks like we're going to be... affiliated with Golf Week magazine, and you'll be able to go to golfweek.com and hit a button and hear the Grill Room show.
Oh, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's coming up in the near future. Promise not to tell anybody.
I won't tell a soul.
Okay.
It's our secret. All right. We're going to take a break. But Steve Stricker, this is an interesting story at Greenbrier, and I want you to think about this. They're asking the Open, it's going to be played at Royal Liverpool, asking people on Twitter to remember their favorite moment. So I want to give you you know, 2 minutes to think about what your favorite moment at the Open. We're talking with Bob Bupka, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Radio Show on TuneIn Radio and soon on Golf Week, but don't tell anybody. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished two offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, thank you so much. We're talking with Bob Bupka, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Radio Show. It's on TuneIn Radio and soon to be in another very important place, but I don't want Janice to get mad at me, so I'm not going to say it out loud. All right, we've got Billy Hurley in the lead. And Billy Hurley served in the U.S. Navy, played for the American team in the 2005 Walker Cup. Could be winning his first event, could be going to the Open. Before we talk with Bob Bupka about his favorite moment in the Open, let's talk a little bit about a man, Steve Stricker. He added Greenbrier late after his regular caddy, Jimmy Johnson, had already committed to Chris Kirk. So who's caddying for Steve Stricker? His wife, Nikki. How they used to be a team before he hooked up with Jimmy Johnson and she said, I want to stay home with the kids.
No, you're right, Danielle. They were a partnership for a long time. The irony of all ironies in today's third round is going to be Jimmy Johnson and Nikki caddy. And Jimmy obviously is going to be with Kirk and Nikki's going to be with Steve, but they're being paired together just as a result of the way the scores came out. So I hope Jimmy doesn't get mixed up and pick up the wrong bag and head down the fairway with it, you know. Steve will be screaming at him.
Yeah, well, Chris is going to have to be very confident because, you know, there's like three team members all together. Well, Steve Stricker's got his wife and his regular caddy on the same tee while Chris is, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean.
But the thing about Jimmy Johnson, for your listeners, probably in the top five in caddies on the PGA Tour from South Africa, played a lot of golf, professional golf himself. Decide to give it up and become a caddy, and he's as good as it gets. I mean, when he tells you to hit a club, Steve will be the first one to tell you that, you know, there's no second guessing, there's no are you sure,
yeah,
or do you think so. Jimmy, you know, does his calculations and then makes his recommendations, and they've been a great team for a long time.
So if everything stays the same, of course it won't, Saturday and Sunday, big days. But right now, Billy Hurley, Kevin Chappell, Chris Stroud, and Troy Madison would be qualifying to go to the Open. We get four guys from Greenbrier who aren't already exempt to get in to the Open, going to the Open at Royal Liverpool. You're going to be there.
I am going to be there, and I look forward to it, and it's ironic because I'm often asked if I could only cover one event a year, what would it be? And I don't hesitate when I say it's the Open Championship, that there's just so many factors about it that separate it from anything that takes place over here. And for all the great work that you've done in the world of golf, to your great listeners, Danielle, you owe it upon yourself to plan a trip, probably make it very special, and come to St. Andrews, because you go to St. Andrews covering golf, you don't you think your career's over, because where are you going to go? Cover an event in heaven? You know, I mean, you already been in heaven at St. Andrews, and you were asking people their favorite memory. Well, mine's pretty simple, because it did occur at St. Andrews. It was the last round that Jack Nicklaus was playing at St. Andrews. I was standing alongside the 18th green when he came over Swilken Bridge and hit his second shot on the green and made the birdie putt. And I was broadcasting live on Talk Sport at the time, and I put Barbara Nicklaus on, and then I put one of his sons on, Mike, because Jackie was caddying for him. And no, Jackie wasn't. Somebody else was caddying. I put Jackie on, and then it was going to be Jack himself heading towards me, and I had been racking my brain. You know, what am I going to ask him? What am I going to ask him? I got to come up with a good question. And you know, I'm sweating bullets, and all of a sudden Jack approaches, and I said, Jack, I have no idea what I'm supposed to ask you. And he said, Bob, he said, I don't know what you're supposed to ask me, but I'll tell you how I feel right now. And he went off for about 3 minutes, and I said, thank you very much, Jack, and that was it. Best interview I ever did, and I never asked a question.
Well, sometimes doesn't it feel weird to say, how do you feel now? You
know? Yeah, I know. I mean,
but he did it for you.
Yeah, he did. He was a friend. I was at Pebble Beach when he played in his last U.S. Open. I was at St. Andrews when he played his last British. I mean, those are moments you really cherish. And speaking of moments, because believe it or not, I mentioned to Janice the other day, you referenced her before. She's the executive producer and used to be the brains behind this operation. I said, you make sure you got our passports, right? She said, well, I'm looking for them. I can't find them. Well, we still haven't found them. So we have to go Tuesday, believe it or not, to Dallas to wait in line and pay about $500 to get some emergency passports. But we'll do that. But the good part of it is we found some old tapes. And believe it or not, in the span of one show, I interviewed, now listen to this, you'll be amazed. It was Tom Kite, Johnny Miller, Gerald Ford, and Bob Hope.
Well, where do you go from there? Where do you go from there?
I don't know. I mean, it was such a pleasure to be interviewing a president of the United States, to interview Bob Hope, who had meant so much to the world of golf. And, it's just one of those crazy things. And so I'm, in a way, I'm glad we lost the passports because we found that tape.
Yes. Yeah, Tom Watson, I got to go back to Tom. He's been exempt. Doesn't he? He should just get a lifetime exemption into the Open. You just decide when it's time to retire.
You're right. And, I can't help but think, I guess 2 years back now, we were at Turnberry when he was 59. I guess it was longer than that. If he's 64, it had to be 5 years ago at Turnberry when he was in position to win and then hit a second shot on the 72nd hole that hit a hard spot on the green and went over the green. He ended up making bogey and then went into a playoff with Stuart Sink.
Yes.
Had Tom won there, which would have been his sixth Open Championship, it would have been one of the, not only one of the great golf stories, Danielle, it would have been one of the great sporting stories in the world.
Yes, that would transcend golf and go, and Stuart Sink said once that, sometimes it's one event he shouldn't have won. It's like, God, because of course, he was victorious, but everybody wanted Tom Watson to win. Even Stuart Sink wanted Tom Watson to win.
No, you're right about that. And I never forget when Tom was brought into the media room as the runner-up. It was a very solemn media room, you know, because nobody knew what to say. And here comes Tom Watson and sits down behind the microphone. And he said, what's going on? Is there a funeral going on here I don't know about? And that just broke everybody up. And, you know, he was classy in defeat as he has been in victory. And he's going to be a very classy Ryder Cup captain. By the way, was talking to some people over in Scotland. That event is completely sold out. You can't get a ticket unless you want to pay an arm and a leg. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Ryder Cup in itself is exciting, Danielle, as you well know. But when you have Tom Watson as the captain, it'll be extra exciting.
Absolutely. Now, do you think, this is the big question, do you think Tiger Woods will be chosen by Tom Watson as a captain's pick?
Well, Danielle, the way it sits right now, Tiger Woods basically has three events left. He's going to play the Open Championship, he's going to play at Firestone in the Bridgestone, and then he's going to play at the PGA Championship. He probably will not earn enough points to get into the FedEx Cup playoffs. You have to be in the top 125. He's about 209 right now. So that'll be the end of his season. And based on that, I do not think Tom Watson will pick Tiger Woods as a captain's pick. You know, Tom Watson's all about winning. He's not all about, you know, not hurting anybody's feelings. And there'll be a lot of people out there that'll argue saying, oh, you got to pick Tiger Woods. Well, the answer to that is you have to pick Tiger Woods. Yeah, the old Tiger Woods. Do you have to pick the Tiger Woods that's playing right now? And you know, his desire, the most remarkable transition I've witnessed, his desire to play the game is nowhere near it was when he was on top. I mean, you know, in a situation like he's in now, right after Congressional, to say that he's going on vacation with his two children, which I really admire. I think it's a great thing to do. But, you know, 10 years ago, there's no chance of that happening because he would want to be getting ready for the Open Championship. He would have gotten in another event. He may have even gone over to try and play in the Scottish Open as preparation. But, and Jack Nicklaus said it about 15 years ago. I remember Jack saying, you know, Tiger will change when he has a family and he has children. You know, golf is not the be-all greatest thing in the world that you think it is. Your children come first. So I highly respect Tiger for taking time off to go on vacation with his children. But it's also a very clear-cut indication that his desire is not what it used to be.
As always, you nailed it. Bob Bubka, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Radio Show on TuneIn Radio, anytime. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure, Danielle, anytime.
Next time we'll be from the Open.
Roy Lake.
Yes. Awesome. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
We have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. Please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game or about the game or about what we're talking about, let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Let's welcome into the clubhouse Paul Rudin, Master PGA. Paper on art and science of teaching golf earned him that master qualification. Director of Golf Instruction at Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, PGA Teacher of the Year of Cape Cod Chapter in 2008, and writer of instruction articles in the Boston Globe, paulrudin.com. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you very much, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
I was going through your website, and I wanted to, click on things. You have it so well organized, I got a kick out of watching the Teaching Heidi Watney segment, Nick Watney's cousin, host and reporter for the MLB Network, one of my favorite sports. How did you connect with Heidi?
I connected with Heidi through an agent. And I really wanted her. She was the darling of the Red Sox nation. She was with the Sox for about 4 years as their reporter in the stands. And she's just such a great personality and such a beautiful young woman. I just thought she'd be a great fit. And she comes from good golf genes. So I thought it was a can't miss. So I really went after Heidi, and I'm so glad that she was able to do it.
Now, she doesn't have a lot of time to play golf, practice golf, so how do you get her to improve her game since she doesn't have the time that one would, want to dedicate?
Well, I think what I try to do is to make it as simple as possible. So I have never, in all the thousands of golf lessons that I've given, I've never added anything to anybody's swing. I'm always taking things out. All that extraneous motion and movement we want to put into our golf swings, and I just try to simplify things. And I think that the simpler your golf swing, the easier it is to count on it when you need it. And if you don't play a whole lot of golf, you don't want a whole lot of moving parts. So with Heidi, we kind of broke it down and made it very simple. And it's a remarkable improvement that she made from the first show to the 12th. Just by doing that, just keeping things very simple and kind of one piece and just kind of keeping it simple.
Right, and keeping it to the setup, a simple swing, and course management is significant to you, yes?
It is, very much so. In fact, I would venture to say probably 99% of the lessons that I give, there's something that in the setup that we can probably improve, whether it's their aim, their grip, their posture. There's something in there that usually can use a tweak. And yes, course management, Danielle, as you know, I mean, it's such a huge part of the game. Golf swing is only a part of the big picture. Golf course management is huge. You see people making mistakes. You see it at the very top level. You remember Phil Mickelson in the 2006 U.S. Open at Wingfoot when he chose to hit driver on the last hole.
And everybody said, what are you doing that for, Phil? No, Phil, no.
It was like, Bones, break his driver over your knee and give him his 2-iron.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you just got to manage your way around. I think it was Johnny Miller that said, regarding Phil, you don't have to win riding in on a white horse. You just have to win.
Well, you talk about a game plan. You hear the announcers, you got to stick to your game plan. With Billy Hurley not being a long hitter at Greenbrier, yeah, you don't necessarily have to be a long hitter. Tom Watson right now wouldn't be at 64 a very long hitter. But you've got to have course management. You've got to know the hole and what you're going to go for. You're going to go, okay, I'm going to put it here, I'm going to put it there, then I'm going to put it here, and then I'm going to be on the green, and then I'm going to do it. You know, it's that, where am I going to go on the green? That's what they're talking about, isn't it, when they talk about game plans?
It is, yes, absolutely. You know, just remember back to Zach Johnson winning the Masters. Now, he's not a long hitter, and he chose to lay up on every par five. He knew exactly where he was going to be. And, you know, when you have a game plan like that, Danielle, it takes a lot of stress off you. You've got enough things on your mind when you're playing. You don't want to have to map out the holes as you go. You've got to get that done in the practice rounds. And Zach chose to lay up. And, boy, oh, boy, he birdied all of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's kind of what it is. Or what, you know, choose to, you know, I'm going to hit a fade this week for the most part. There's going to be a lot of pins on the right. And, you know, so you work that, your plan starts weeks in advance, especially for a major where, you know, a high draw works at that Augusta. So these guys are working on their high draw because that's part of their long range plan. When they get to Augusta, they want to be able to call it up. So that goes into it too.
Paul Rudin is the Master PGA we're talking to, Director of Golf Instruction, Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. You know, when you go to the course today, the best thing you can do is find out where your ball is going to end up today. So what swing have you brought to the course? Then from there, you can decide how you're going to play it. What do you think about that, Paul Rudin?
Yeah. Well, I think that's, you know, I have a friend of mine, uh-huh, who 35, 40 years ago was at Doral, and Jack Nicklaus was hitting balls after his round and for an hour or so. And Jack came into the clubhouse, and my friend said to him, Jack, he said, what hope do the rest of us have if you have to practice that hard? And Jack said, you know, some days I don't know what Jack Nicklaus is going to show up. So you do have to, you have to kind of see what you've got going on the tee, on the practice range beforehand. Sam Snead used to say you've got to dance with the one you brung. You know, you get out there, and if you're hitting cuts and you just can't seem to change that, then play it. I used to work at Sawgrass Country Club across A1A from the TPC in Ponte Vedra Beach, and J.C. Snead was a member there. And I said to him one day, I said, J.C., what's your greatest round of golf? And he said, without a doubt, the second round in the 1973 Masters. He said, I shot one over par. And I said, one over par? You've done better than that. He said, I was snap-hooking everything. He said, but I was able to get it around.
There you go.
And, you know, he ended up finishing second behind Tommy Aaron that year. So, you know, you're exactly right. You've got to kind of figure out what you've got and then stick with it.
Yeah, and play to that.
And play to it.
Yeah, play
to
it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No Sam, you brought up Sam Snead's name, and I'm glad you did because I wanted to mention it when I was talking with Bob Bupka. Sam Snead has the record for the oldest person to make a cut on the PGA Tour. He was 67.
I know. I laugh. But, you know, he was so silky pure, his golf swing. You know, he could have been, well, JC used to say that when Sam was 78, he said he could still beat the guys on the Champions Tour if he could see.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was, he was special. Just tremendous skills and just what a perfect golf swing.
We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Paul Rudin, Master PGA, Director of Golf Instruction, Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club. You'll have to tell us a little bit about Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club because I think everybody really wants to go to the Cape at least once in their life. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished two offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
There's a tea time at Poipu Bay at 9:50, at 10:40, and on Monday, Poipu Bay is hosting the U.S. Women's Amateur Qualifier, and may all you girls hit the sweet spot every time. We're talking right now with Paul Rudin, Master PGA, Director of Golf Instruction, Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club. Paul, tell us a little bit about Ocean Edge. Where is that?
Ocean Edge is in Brewster on the Cape. If you were to look at Cape Cod and look at it as an arm sticking out in the ocean, Brewster would be on top of the elbow. It's a 433-acre slice of heaven right on Cape Cod Bay. Just a beautiful place. Jack Nicklaus designed golf course, rolling greens, several sets of tees, so any level player would have a great time there. And a wonderful place, always in impeccable shape. It's a pleasure to work there. I think I have the best job in New England.
I think you do. Is it sandy soil, I imagine?
It is. It is sandy soil, so it drains nicely.
Yeah.
We just had the tail end of Hurricane Arthur whip through, and now it's blue skies and green grass, and people are out playing, and, you know, just like it never happened. So, yeah, it does drain well, and it's just a great place.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, you said tees. Yesterday, I was playing, there were three ladies and a gentleman, Ralph, was there, and he hits a really nice drive, and we were talking about tees. He's not long, you know, and none of us are really good. I mean, 95%, maybe if it's even larger, are recreational players, right? And so he said, you know, I wish I could play from those tees. I said, which tees? He said, those red tees. And I said, why don't you play from those red tees? And he goes, because those are the women's tees. I said, no, they're not. Those are just the tees that have red on them. And in fact, the PGA of America wants to get rid of those colors so that men don't think they're playing from the women's tees.
You know, it's the best program going. It's Play It Forward, and boy, oh boy, am I in favor of it. I just think it's great. Why torture yourself? Why, you know, as we get older, I heard something that when you hit 40, you start to lose, 1% of your muscle mass or flexibility per year. I know. So, I mean, why are we fooling ourselves? Let's play it forward. Go up and have some fun.
Yes.
And call them the forward tees. Who cares? Get out there and make some birdies and have a good time. That's what I say.
Yeah, absolutely. I like your website, and I wanted to see an intro to it. We do. There is a charge to go to paulrodine.com, but you see, you get Catherine Roberts. Catherine Roberts has been on the show. She's been on Golf Channel, host of The Big Break. Catherine is owner of Yoga for Golfers, and she shares her expertise. She's also, you know, a person who works with baseball players, yoga. Dr. Joe Parent, you know, Zen golfer, he's been on the show before. So, and he's there as well, among other people, including, of course, you get to experience the 12 lessons Heidi Watney had with Paul Rudin. So there's a charge. Do I get all of that for the $39?
It's $34.95 for the year. You get all of that. You know, I shot 40 tips as well, and they're quick tips. They're a minute and a half to 2 minutes in length, and I think that sometimes in golf instruction, the less said, the better, and these are nice, quick tips. So you get all that for $34.95. You can also upload your own swing to me, and I'll personally send back a voiced-over golf lesson.
Oh, I love it. So I can send you my golf swing. Yikes.
Yeah.
And you will then evaluate what I need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like it. Okay, this is Paul Rudin, paulrudin.com. No, I don't like my swing. I don't like seeing my swing. You do use video, and you said that there's a lot of feedback that comes. It's like my feedback is like, yikes, I shouldn't do that in front of people. Okay.
I bet not. I'll bet you've got a good golf swing.
Oh, you're great. paulrudin.com. That's where you go, paulrudin.com. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's been a pleasure.
We're talking with Dana Finkelstein next. She is Sportswoman of the Year at UNLV. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get-together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. If you'd like to go play a round of golf, I've got some tee times right for you here. Makalei, 10:04 and 12:52. There's Kapolei, 12:15 and 1 o'clock. We've got a Ko'olina, 10:08. Royal Hawaiian Country Club on the windward side has a 12 o'clock. Olomana has a 12 o'clock. Makaha East has a 9 if you're close by. Wailea at 10:20. That's on the gold course. Emerald has a 9:26. All right. I'm really thrilled to be able to talk with Dana Finkelstein. She's a senior at UNLV on the golf team. She is UNLV's Sportswoman of the Year. She's a two-time Mountain West Golfer of the Year. She's the Women's Golf Coaches Association All-America Second Team. She's Golf World Top 50 to Watch list and Golf Week ranked 18th. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. I caught an eye on Dana in addition to seeing her on the list, but I was going through my just different sources, and I found a blog that Dana was doing as one of the Team USA World University Golf Championship players. Team USA went to play World University Golf Championship in Switzerland. So I went, oh, this is interesting. I didn't even know this exists. How did you get into the World University Golf Championship and on the Team USA?
Well, it's all based on the world rankings for the United States players. My coach at UNLV got a call in late January. The coach called her and asked if I wanted to play, and it took me a few days to decide that I wanted to, and that's how it happened.
Wow. And now, what was in your decide? I was curious, if somebody said, I guess your schedule, right? Figuring it all out?
Yeah. It was in the summer, so, it was an easy pick for a tournament because there aren't many USGA events in June. So when I knew it was in June, I knew I wanted to go. So.
Oh, cool. You go to Europe in June. That's a perfect. The weather's really nice. It's turning summer. It's not real hot. And Switzerland. What part of Switzerland did you go?
We were in a town called Kranz, Montana, and like you said, the weather was perfect there.
Isn't that where they play a European tour event?
Yeah, they play the Omega Masters there in September. So. That was really cool that the European Tour players will be there in just a couple months right after us.
Yeah, and so you got to experience it. When you watch them play, it's like, I know the course.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you spend?
We were there for about 8 days and then 2 days of travel.
Did you, what were your first impressions when you got to Switzerland?
First impressions was it was absolutely beautiful. We flew into Geneva, and then the golf course was about a three-hour bus ride. So the bus took us up through Lake Geneva, so we stopped there and took pictures. And the whole bus ride in was up a mountain, so it was really pretty.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Now, I got to ask you, a lot of times people talk about travel, and being a professional player when you're traveling – or being an amateur player when you're traveling, you've got comfort foods, right? And when you're at home, everything is, you know what you want. You got your house, you've got your stuff, and everything is the way you want it. Did you find that you were uncomfortable being in Switzerland where maybe the food is different?
No, not really. The food was actually really good. They fed us great meals every day. I think they kept the food a little Americanized just because there are so many different countries there. There was a lot of pastas and a lot of salads. Nothing too crazy just because of all the different nationalities there.
Yeah.
But it was really good food every day.
Oh, cool. I just was wondering, do you want to go become a professional player?
I do, yes. Once I graduate, I'll turn professional.
Wow. And how do you go about doing that? I mean, you're in college. It's pretty, the blueprint to go forward is right there for you. How do you do that going from college to the LPGA?
I'm actually not really sure how you do the whole professional thing. I'll have to figure that out in the next couple months. But my plan is to start on the Cactus Tour, which is a local tour out of Arizona, which I'm from Arizona. So that'll be a nice transition. And then Q School in the later months, since that's in September, I believe. And then hopefully get on the Symetra Tour through Q School.
Excellent. I think you've got it mapped out.
You know,
going into a mini tour first and getting comfortable traveling, do you like the tour life? It's rugged.
Yeah, I've been traveling a bunch with the team. I know once you're on tour, you're kind of by yourself. But I don't have a problem with traveling. It was actually my first time out of the country for this trip, and I really didn't have any problems. Jet lag only when I came home was a real problem, but getting there was easy. and I had a lot of fun doing it.
Excellent. See, that's those are the questions you've got to ask yourself. Am I ready to be on the road and away from home for, you know, weeks sometimes, and not necessarily first class? There's going to be a lot of driving and overnighting. You hear stories about the beginning when the LPGA was just starting, and the women were motorcading from, you know, hundreds of miles to go from one event to another, and they'd set up everything themselves. It was tough. And sometimes we think, well, they're not doing that anymore. But on many tours, you are driving.
Yes.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've heard about what it's like to be on a mini tour and what you need to do and what you'd be prepared for?
There's an old alum who's played a few Cactus Tour events. What they did is they rented a house out of Arizona so they wouldn't have to have the hotel fees every week. And since I live in Arizona, my parents will let me stay there once I graduate, and that'll help cut costs dramatically. So I'll just travel to events from my house in Chandler, and I mean, the only fees I'll really have are entrance fees and gas.
Excellent. So you're gonna drive, because those events are 3 days. Would you drive home every day?
I probably would, unless it was in like Surprise or something, which is about an hour away.
Oh, then that's not bad. I see. You got it down.
Yeah.
Fantastic. See, girls here from Hawaii would have to fly over. It's a whole different ballgame. It's really hard. They need to have sponsors. Like Pearl Country Club was a sponsor for one of our gals who turned professional, and that you need those kinds of sponsors when you turn professional, and it's rugged. There's a lot of expenses, but you've got it nailed. That's excellent. We're talking with Dana Finkelstein, a senior at UNLV golf team, a UNLV Sportswoman of the Year. How does one become Sportswoman of the Year? It's an amazing honor.
Yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, I had no idea UNLV had this award. But when I was named it, I think what it is, it's just the best women's athlete at UNLV for the year. So to get that honor out of all the girls who compete at UNLV and all their respective sports is such a great honor to have a women's golfer receive that award.
Oh, I know. That's what I thought. It's so cool. Sportswoman of the Year and a golfer. I imagine having good grades doesn't hurt.
Exactly, yeah. I maintain a 3.5 GPA.
Excellent. Adam Scott went to UNLV. And when you go to the website, the golf website, his big picture, Masters picture, winning Masters picture is right there. Do you guys look to Adam Scott as, you know, did you talk about him having played there? Are you proud of that?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I got to meet Adam Scott at the World University Championship. He spoke at our closing ceremony, and I actually went up to him and told him I was a Rebel, and he told me to say hello to Coach Knight for him, and that was really cool.
That is cool. He was there. He's amazing. You know, he's so understated. He doesn't brag about himself. He doesn't make a big deal about what he does, but he touches a lot of people's lives, and it's very cool. So Adam Scott was there. What teams were there? What countries were represented at the World Golf Championships played in Switzerland?
There were 23 total nations, with the boys included. Some of the top girls ones were Spain, who won it, the Czech Republic, I believe, came in third. There were Germans, Sweden.
Wonderful.
And there were a lot of countries represented.
And we came in second. Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. So what did you, when you look back, what did you take away from that as a learning? I learned this from my experience going to Europe and playing in the World Golf Championships in Switzerland.
There's a lot to take from it. First, I think the biggest one for me was learning how to travel over there. adjusting to the time, getting used to the food, even the golf course. Luckily, we got to use our rangefinders, but everything was in meters, so that was different. We were in the mountains, so altitude, we had to take in altitude for an effect for yardages and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was a great learning experience, and I'll remember this trip for the rest of my life.
Well, this will be the first of many trips to Europe as you compete on the LPGA Tour, Dana Finkelstein. I just know it. You know, everybody has a dream, and I want to give you as much energy toward you succeeding in that goal that you have. You're doing really well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you and having you on the show. Dana Finkelstein, senior at UNLV Golf, UNLV Sportswoman of the Year, two-time Mountain West Golfer of the Year, and Women's Golf Coaches Association All-America Second Team, Golf World Top 50 to Watch, Golf Week Ranked 8. Tell me, which one of the honors means the most to you?
Probably the All-American. I worked really hard to become an All-American this year, and hopefully next year I will become a first team All-American.
Fantastic. You're wonderful to talk with. Thanks for making it easy for me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. We're going to figure out the best way to... Oh, Dana?
Yes?
Before you go, can I ask you a question? Can you help me with getting out of the rough? Because yesterday when I was on the course, I found that was the most difficult shot I had. I can usually pick it out pretty good with an iron, but the rough really gave me trouble. What do you do when you get in the rough and you find yourself, you know, the ball's a bit covered and you're kind of deep in there?
Yeah, I mean, what I do is I always take an extra club just because the rough is going to slow it down. Make sure you have a good base, a nice firm stance. And really, I like to take the club upright so the grass doesn't get caught and really come down steep on it and try to catch as much ball as you can so you don't have the grass behind you. Close the club face or open the club face once you're coming through.
Wow. That was so cool. Wow. I'm really, really, really impressed. That was the best. Take an extra club upright. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished two offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're looking forward to Oliver Nemenko checking in with us from the UK. He's got, you know, when a golf, you want a golf towel, right? A ball, to wipe off your clubs, or particularly your ball. And you're on the green, and your golf towel is like somewhere over there on the cart. You brought two clubs with you to the green, one that you thought you'd need to get to the green, and then you're on the green, got your putter. But now your ball's all messed up because, I don't know, something happened, and you want to wipe it. But you're, again, you're, you know, your towel's way over there in the cart. But in your pocket, you've got a green sleeve. Green sleeve. That's right. And it's a cute little pocket ball cleaner, and it looks like a muffler. You know how you, when you were, I don't know, maybe you were cold once, or maybe you saw movies when they used them, and the girls, their hands went inside the muffler and kind of hid their hands, and hand warmers. Well, that's kind of what it looks like, only it's smaller, and it's for a golf ball, and you put it inside, and you mush it around, and you clean off your golf ball that way. And it has logo. It could be the U.S., you know, flag of the U.S., flag of the U.K. I think he's got the flag of Canada. All different colors and styles and stripes. Well, maybe not styles, but stripes. So it's really cool. So he's supposed to be calling in. And I love it because it's a family business, something they just started all on their own. And now they're sending these around the world. The LPGA can order one, and that only the LPGA gets to order those. Unfortunately, I was really thrilled that maybe we could, but we can't have the LPGA logo. There's one for girls' golf, LPGA-sponsored girls' golf. Really neat. And I just wanted to throw this out there for you. Mention that new phone number for all of you to call in with your comments, you know. And I thought, what do you think? Do you think Tiger Woods should be an automatic pick, Tom Watson, for the Ryder Cup? Just because, I don't know, his cachet, you know, he'll be good for the TV audience. Do we need Tiger Woods to make it good for the TV audience? I don't know, you know, just. So we have this phone number for you to call in, 844-332-8500. All right, so let's see. Is Oliver online?
No.
Oliver.
I am, and thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
There he is.
It's a real pleasure.
Awesome. I had a feeling you were there. I don't know, a sixth sense told me.
My sixth sense was telling me that you actually rather like the green sleeve from everything you've been saying.
I do like it. I had it yesterday in my back pocket when I was playing. Yes, I do like it. And did you hear me say it's like a little muffler?
I did indeed, yes.
You know, because I was trying to describe it for radio. I was thinking yesterday, how am I going to make this make sense to people? And then I thought, right. You just, you know, and then you put the ball inside, mush it around. No, what is inside? How come it cleans the ball?
It's got a mixture of different yarns. It's basically a microfiber, and there are many different types of microfibers, but they have a great capacity for gathering dirt and moisture. I mean, the best ones on the market can actually hold about seven times their weight in water, which is pretty good. So anyway, it took us about 2 years to find the right sort of fibers to use, and it's a remarkably powerful cleaner in such a small tool. We're basically saying it's an additional tool for the golfers to put in their tool kit. It's not to replace the golf towel. It's something to put in your pocket and save you taking your towel to the green. Because I don't know if the towel will ever be replaced. I still use my towel. I've got a towel in my bag, but I've always got one of these green sleeves in my pocket. But,
yeah, it's perfect. It really is. You can go to greensleeve.co.uk and see what we're talking about. Now, I was saying that we can't have the LPGA logoed one. Gosh darn it.
No, that's for, we make those for themselves, and we also make the girls, the girls golf one, and we make several for people, which obviously they've got the right to to their logo, unless, of course, we sell them under license. But the girls' golf one is lovely and bright and colourful, isn't it?
It is. Is that one, could I buy one of those?
No, you'd have to speak to the LPGA about that.
Ah.
Because they had their flagship tournament a couple of weeks ago, and we supplied sleeves there. That was over in, gosh, I forgot where it was now. Oh, in Asheville Country Club in North Carolina. That's their main tournament of the year. But no, I can't sell them, but I put them on the website just to show how versatile we are in what we can actually put on these sleeves in the way of logos, etc., and designs.
So if one had a logo, one would want to put on a green sleeve ball cleaner, one could do that?
We can put virtually any logo on these now.
That's perfect.
If you look at the LPGA one, that's their main logo is actually knitted into the sleeve itself. And knitting a curve is very difficult. We managed to do theirs all right. And so where we have logos where there are lots of curves, etc., we go to a weave, a woven label that's then put affixed onto the sleeve. So we can now do any type of logo, which we're very pleased about.
That's
and we've done quite a few now, actually.
I was talking about you being a family business. How did this start? How did you become so familiar with, you're talking about weaving and knitting and whether or not you can put a curve in a knit and how difficult that is? Did you learn all of this?
All I can say, Danielle, is thank goodness for the internet, because when you don't know something now, it's Google every time, isn't it? No, I when I started out on this this road, which was about 2.5 years ago, which is when, I mean, I'll tell you why I started. I was losing golf towels on the greens because I was taking off the bag, taking the towel to the green and leaving them. And I went from losing golf towels to then losing 12-inch square face towels. Which I thought, well, I'm not going to lose those. But you do lose them. You put them down. You take your putt. You forget all about them. So that was about 2.5 years ago. And so I decided I needed something small. I really just wanted it for myself. So started investigating at a kitchen table, sewing by hand, and see a man sitting at a kitchen table with a needle and cotton. Which
I'm visualizing. This is very good.
It was quite funny. But I really went down this road, and my son gave me a lot of help. My grandson, who was actually helping me today, would you believe? He's 9 and absolutely brilliant. So it is. It's a family firm. My son does other things, but he helps me with this as well. It's great. It's really lovely that it's a family business.
We're talking with Oliver Nemenko. This is a pocket-sized golf ball cleaner. As golf towels, you know, you lose them, as Oliver did. And I leave clubs behind. So so the idea of leaving a ball towel is, you know, that's very easy to do. And then, of course, you go two holes down, you go, darn it, there's a 7-iron back there by the green, you know? Or somebody comes running down with their golf cart. This is yours? But nobody's going to pick up a towel for you and come and go, is this yours?
Yes.
That's right. So this is good. This is fabulous. And you have them in so many different logos. I love the fact that there's
a flag
and the UK flag and the Canadian flag. And
yes.
Now you send them anywhere, and you.
Yes, we do indeed. Yes, and we're doing the Scottish, a couple of Scottish tartans now.
Oh, really?
We do the Scottish flag. Yes, we do. And our biggest market we're finding is where they're logoed for corporate golf days. You know, in the goodie bag, you normally get the pitch mark repairer, some tees, some logoed golf balls and that sort of thing. And this is something so unique now, and it's not just a gimmick. It really does work. It's very small, but it is powerful. It's a lovely thing to have. But as I say, we're doing it for charity days, corporate days, society days, really any sort of golf tournament. So it's another avenue now for it, which is absolutely wonderful. And this has all happened so quickly. We didn't really launch them until late last November, and all of a sudden we were at the PGA show in Orlando in January. We just decided Christmas Eve, well, let's go for it and do it. And it was great. So we showed them there, which was very good, very successful.
Green sleeve www.yarnsmith.co.uk, and the website will figure out if you want U.S. dollars.
It will. It does about 20 different currencies. So if you want to see how much it's going to cost in your currency, when you get to the checkout at the shop, you can click on the currency that you want, and it will automatically convert it for you. So you'll know exactly how much it's costing for you. But no, we'll send them anywhere around the world. We sent some off to Australia the other day. So there you go.
See, it says to me right here, "Hi, we have detected your currency as U.S. dollars. Is this correct?" And then you go, "Yes." And then it converts everything from pound, sterling, to U.S. bucks. Marvelous. Absolutely. Now, you know, we've got the Ryder Cup coming up, and you're in the south of England, right?
We are indeed.
Yeah. So what are your plans for Ryder Cup?
I'd love to get up there. It's time, unfortunately.
No time?
No time. It's very busy. This was supposed to be something just for myself. I just wanted to make something to keep in my pocket. And it snowballed on since then, and my time, even time to play golf has got less and less, I'm afraid to say.
See, when you're in the golf industry...
Actually, that's one of my favorite tournaments, the Ryder Cup, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think it's very friendly, isn't it?
It is. It is very friendly. Yes. And tell us a little bit about where it's going to be at Hoy Lake. So,
that's right.
What's the region like?
I haven't got a clue. Sorry. I've got to be honest.
What part of England are you?
We're in the New Forest.
Is that like Robin Hood?
The New... No, that's Sherwood Forest. That's in north of London. That's North Midlands.
North Midlands, okay.
North of the Midlands.
Okay. Yes,
that's Sherwood Forest. We're in the New Forest, which is near Southampton.
I love that area.
We're about 90 miles south of London.
Yes. I left Southampton Harbor to come to Hawaii in a ship. Many, many moons ago.
You sailed out of there, have you?
Yes, sailed out of Southampton. And we had engine trouble, caught fire, one of the boilers. And they had to tow us back in, a big ocean liner, P&O. And they towed us back to harbor, and they kept us for 2 weeks in dry dock. But it was a floating dry dock, so they kept everybody on the ship. But they gave us these trips to, you know, your area. And it was just magnificent. I love the cottages.
So you probably saw all the animals that wander around. They wander up and down the high street. You know, you get the New Forest ponies, and you get the donkeys and the cows, and they let the pigs out once a year to eat the acorns. I mean, it's lovely. And there's not an awful lot of traffic.
No, there's not a lot of traffic. It's like going into a country side that has not been touched by, you know, modern life. And when you said let the pigs out, that's
they do.
We had
the pigs eat the acorns because the acorns are no good for the ponies.
There you go. So fortunately, the pigs are way down close to the ground, and they'll catch the acorns before the ponies get to them.
That's right. Yeah. Dear me, I thought we were talking about my green sleeve.
Well, we are.
That's all right.
We're talking.
I'm enjoying
about,
this.
Yeah, this is fun, isn't it? This is good. This is
it
good.
It is, yeah.
So I know the area that you live in, and I wanted to just get off that ship. See, I was a teenager when this was happening, and I wasn't allowed to make my own decisions. Otherwise, I would have stayed. I lived in Switzerland, and my aunt is in London, and my mother wants to come back to the U.S. for she thinks we'll do better and have more opportunities going to a university. She wants to come to Hawaii because my grandmother lived here. She's now buried at Punch Bowl. But the whole point is I would have stayed. Seeing your neighborhood, I would have said, hey, I'm not going nowhere. This is heaven to me. So that was fantastic.
It really is a beautiful part of the country. Mind you, there are beautiful places all over this country and all over the world, actually. You know, we think we're living in a really gorgeous place, and it is. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a lot of snow when it gets... Does the snow come down and... Or are you in a more...
We have some. Not as much as we used to have about 30, 40 years ago. I mean, it's just changed a bit, hasn't it?
It has.
But there's plenty in Scotland, that's for sure, and the north of England.
So it hasn't changed as much. Well, you know, even the glaciers are melting, so everything changes. Now we're talking global climate change.
I know. Yes. We can talk politics in a minute.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Actually, we'll avoid that.
Yes. No, no, no. Golf has to do with climate, you know. I mean, we're all about, the thing about golfers, to me, is that we love to go outdoors. And how people take care of the outdoors is important to us. And people sometimes take, you know, forget that, you know, that they think, oh, golfers, you know, there's, but no, we just like being outside. It's like my girlfriend said to me, we're on the golf course at Bayview, and she said, you know, I just like being out here. I just like being outside. I can't play very well. And I had my little green sleeve, and I took it out of my pocket. I said, do you see this? And she said, wow, what's that? And I said, this is going to clean my ball. See, put it inside here. I'm right here at the green, and it's a green sleeve. It's a sleeve. Put my ball in the sleeve, mush it around a little bit, bring it out. And it almost got, now see, we've got this iron-rich soil here, and it's called red dirt. And it stains just about anything. It almost stained my golf ball, but I kept mushing it around. It didn't all come off, but would you ever recommend using a little water to put inside?
We say don't pour water into it because if you pour water onto a golf towel, it goes sort of mushy, doesn't it?
Yes.
The green sleeve is much the same as a golf towel. If you actually were to pour water in, it would go soggy.
Okay.
But if you were to put in, say, a teaspoonful of water before you played, that's good enough. It does need to be a little bit damp.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs to be a little bit damp. What I tend to do is, because I tend to play early in the morning and there's dew on the green, once the ball has gone through the sleeve three times, you know, having rolled across the green or across the fairway that's damp, that's damp enough. It really doesn't need very much moisture at all. But other people, what I've told them to do is, if there's a ball washer, just put the ball into the washer and pull it out wet, put it through the sleeve and do that three times, and Bob's your uncle, that's damp enough.
Did you just say
pouring water in it?
Did you just say
Bob's? Have you heard that phrase before, Bob's your uncle? Magic.
No, it's magic.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. It does want to be a little bit damp. It's great, though, for cleaning your irons. I mean, I haven't mentioned that to you at all. It will clean your irons beautifully. I mean, if you're in the bunker and you let's just say you mess the shot up and you need to use your iron again straight away.
Yeah.
If you put the head of your sand wedge in three times, it's clean.
Wow.
It will take off that loose sand.
Yeah,
And then you can use it again if unfortunately you've got to use it again.
Well, you know, that happened to me yesterday. I have to admit, yes, I don't always cleanly hit the golf ball. Sometimes I hit the ground, darn it.
Yeah, I do that quite regularly, actually.
Whoops. It's called a whoops.
Yeah, Oliver. There's something about this game, isn't there? It's a drug, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, it's being outdoors. I need to take a commercial break. Oliver Nemenko, a family business in New Forest, Southern England, creator of the pocket-sized golf ball cleaner known as the Green Sleeve. Greensleeve.co.uk. Awesome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much indeed, Danielle. It's been a great pleasure.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wiley Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the show. Max Kalika, Tournament Director of the Wahiawa United Church of Christ, Second Annual Golf Fellowship. He's a tournament director for this event, deacon of the community outreach, and starter, formerly, of the Lelehua Golf Course, was going to be on the show right about now. We're just a little bit late. Maybe he's going to be calling in, but we're going to talk about the Wahiawa United Church of Christ Second Annual Golf Fellowship at Mililani Golf Club on Friday, July 25th. Check-in is 10:30, starts at 12 o'clock. It's three, it can be three men, three women, men and women, a scramble, modified scramble from what I understand. And there's prizes and all kinds of fun. It looks like we're not going to be hearing from Mr. Kalika. It doesn't sound like I expected him to call, but he won't be calling in. But they do raise money for wonderful, wonderful things. And they were looking for donations, and I offered to have them on the show just to talk about what they're doing, maybe next year. So Wahiawa UCC is a nonprofit organization and really great people putting together this event. And I'm kind of trying to kill time, hoping that I see him ringing in, and that's not going to happen. Well, let's just kill some more time, but not really. I mean, we talked with Bob Bupka earlier in the show, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Radio show on TuneIn Radio, and we were talking about the Greenbrier, which is I love the Greenbrier. It's a beautiful resort. That's one of those places, too. You know, you want to go once in a lifetime because it's completely redone, but they didn't destroy the, I'm going to say the antiqueness of it. You know, it's still beautiful. It has that colonial colonnade sort of feeling. It's like, wow, you walk in and you're just overwhelmed with the intricate detail that goes into the Greenbrier, the hotel. I'd love to stay there. And the classic is being held there every year. They do. Tom Watson, 64 years old, made the cut. And he's not the oldest person on the PGA Tour to make a cut. Sam Snead did it. He was 67 years old. So when you think you're too old to take up this game, think again. Because at 67, Tom Watson, Sam Snead, 67, Tom Watson, 64. This is Tom Watson's 515th cut. That's really tremendous. And he's going to be our Ryder Cup captain. And the question is, will he pick Tiger Woods? What do you think? Do you think he should? I wish he'd give us a call. We should actually give away some golf balls. 808-296-5467. If you are the ninth caller, 808-296-5467, you'll win a dozen Bridgestone golf balls. Are you awake? Did you have fun last night? I noticed that there's not much traffic out today, this early morning. Here we go. 808-296-5467. You win a dozen Bridgestone golf balls. They're gorgeous. Do you know that the hydro inside? I just love the fact that R&D departments are scrambling to make this game even better than it already is. It's difficult to do that, but with the equipment they've got to, again, you know, if you think you're too old to play golf, you're not. People in their 80s are playing golf and having a wonderful time. It doesn't mean you have to play like they do in the tournament. When you watch television today, watching Greenbrier, those people are, they're on another planet when it comes to playing, okay? And a lot of people watch the LPGA and they think, no, hey, that's not how we play when we go play at, let's say, Bayview, like I did yesterday with 20 other people. We don't play like that. No, we don't worry. I mean, you know, one gal is on the other green, on the other fairway. It was an errant shot. Oh, well, let's just go back to where we're supposed to be going. Or you've decided you've, you know, five times didn't get you to where you wanted to go. Pick up the ball. Nobody's going to come. There's no rules official who's going to come and tell you that you've just done something terribly bad, because we're not competing in an official event. We're just having fun. We're not even really competing against each other. We're just trying to get the ball in the hole. It's not a big deal. That's why I really encourage you to take up golf, because you'll get outside. It was hot yesterday. Nah, a lot of sunscreen, you know, sunblock. Got to block that sun. Wants to get us. Everything's ringing over here. Okay, so there's no golf police. That's correct. Thank you for that tip, because I'm always worried about it. Anybody watching? Steve Stricker, love Steve. He added Greenbrier late. I'm not sure why. Does he need to make points to get into something? Maybe he wants it, because the last time he played hardly any events and he was still in the FedEx Cup. Yeah, that's amazing. Tiger Woods won't make it into the FedEx Cup unless he wins. Do you think he'll win the Open? You know, he did it last time he played there. Royal Liverpool, the Hoylake. Yes. Lovely. All right. So, see, people in the UK aren't able to get to the Ryder Cup. So Steve Stricker is playing. His wife is on the bag, Nikki, because he added it late. His regular caddy, Jimmy Johnson, committed to Chris Kirk. And the beauty of this is that they're going to be playing together today. Against one another, of course, because this is a competition, but they're paired. They're same tee times. Just wonderful. Hey, is this Bev Ellsworth or Ben? Ah, Ben! My wonderful Raph rescued me, and he's answering the phones, and he's writing it out, and he runs in, but he wanted to write it out quickly. So I Ben, you're our winner. Congratulations. Li Hui. That's Kauai. You going to go play Poipu? You know, they have this really great deal at Poipu Bay Golf Course. You can go, let's say, after work. Oh, this is for Kama'aina or for visitors. For $25, you get to go practice at Poipu Bay. You get free range balls, of course. And then you get to take a cart. It's all included. And you go play three holes. There's a three, a four, and a five. Yeah, just like that. For $25. It's really a really good idea. They've got gift certificates. If you've got somebody that you'd like to give a gift to, a gift of golf, it's perfect. Okay, Poipu Bay Golf Course. I really like that. More golf courses. Hello, golf courses. More golf courses should do that, because it's a really cool way for you to be able to do it. If I say cool one more time, I'm going to shut myself up. Anyway, I'd like to thank the people who make this show possible. And Max, I hope you'll be on the show sometime to do it, to be able to talk a little bit about your event, because it's for a special cause. This fabulous, fabulous day ahead of us. It's going to be hot. Put on the sunblock. 91, possibly, the high today. And you know, if you're playing at Ko'olina or Kapolei, you're on the south side. Even yesterday, on the windward side, sweltering. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts, possibly, so this ought to cool us off just a little bit. But it's going to be a hot one, so do be prepared and make sure you've got your sunblock on. And reapply. We don't want to get skin cancer. So we have these wonderful sponsors who make this show possible. First of all, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a big building, a small building, a shopping center, a small store, custom home, townhouse, doesn't matter. Creative Plumbing. It has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Dr. Armand Chong, he's a really good dentist. He's the kind of guy, he's working with you on what you need to accomplish to keep your teeth good and keep them long. So Dr. Armand Chong, he's up in Kaimuki. He's the dental director for 10 senior facilities. He makes house calls. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, and that really cool idea to play three holes right after work. Poipu Bay Golf Course, a unique, unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection, oh yes. Property threat and risk assessment, what does that mean? They get on your property and see where your weaknesses are, all right? And then they design protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection's what you need. They're in California as well as in Hawaii. And Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Get an additional $750 off the special pricing that you'll find at Acura of Honolulu. Just ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discounts. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. You can crank up the air conditioner. Yes, thank you to Avance, to HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com, and thank you for your mana. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. You can find us at RadioGolfClub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.